Western Australia and beyond, this is Alpha X-Ray 6 Amateur Radio News with News West for Sunday the 17th of May, and today we take a look at contesting. We're using the Alpha X-Ray prefix today because it's the International Telecommunications Union World Telecommunications Day and is also known as World Telecommunication and Information Society Day. We'll take a look at a few contests coming up over the next few months with a note from Trent, the contest manager for the upcoming VK Shires contest. Chris VK3QB reminds us about the Welcome to Amateur Radio Guide recently published, the Reverse Beacon Network's grant program from FISTS, and announces a new video on ferrites at qrm.guru. There's a new award for CW operators that's open now for a month, the Stay Home Award. And there's Roy's helpline, and we'll take a look at which meetings are on this week. News West is compiled from material from a variety of sources, and any views expressed are those of the authors and may not reflect the views of WA Amateur Radio News Incorporated or their broadcasters. News West is offered in the open spirit that is amateur radio.
Fists Down Under, Stay Home Award. Here's another stay home project that you may be interested in. With winter now upon us and the days and evenings getting that bit cooler, Chris, VK3QB, number 9085, thought it was time to run a new award. The Stay Home Award is open to all licensed amateur radio operators. We would encourage you to actively participate in what we hope will be a fun award. Full details of the award can be found on the Fists Down Under Inc. website, which is FDU, that's Fox Delta Uniform, .org.au. This is a 1 month activity award to encourage members to make as many CW contacts as possible, and of course, stay at home and QSH, that's stay healthy, and QWH, wash your hands. Dates are the 15th of May 2020, 000Z, to the 14th of June 2020, 2359Z. I guess that means Zulu. All rules apply to UTC time. Rules: log contacts on any HF band using hand sent and ear copied Morse code. 1 point per QSO. Same call sign can be worked on different bands. Same call sign can be worked on different days. No dupes on same day or same band. Bonus: plus 5 points for a QSO with any stay home station. Refer to Appendix A. Please sign with QSH, stay healthy, and or QWH, please wash your hands. Use of auto beacons to call CQ is not permitted. All Morse code must be sent by hand using a straight key, bug or paddle. Spotting on clusters, Facebook and SCED pages is encouraged. Listen out for VI20SH and VI2020 Stay Home. Both these stations will be as active as possible. Any FISTS members wishing to activate these call signs should contact Chris, VK3QB, at hotmail.com. Please help activate VI20SH and promote the multipliers.
Last week we told you about the FISTS Down Under offer of grants to amateur radio clubs in Australia to help establish and operate reverse beacons in Australia. At present, there is only one reverse beacon in Australia, and that's in Queensland. Reverse beacons listen for CQ calls in CW, RTTY or PSK31 and post the call sign and relevant information about the signal on their website, so it's an excellent tool to use for a quick check of propagation paths. There's a link to an excellent basic video tutorial about RBN in an email to the WA Hams list and on the VK6 Facebook group. Having only one reverse beacon in a continent gives a very limited view of propagation paths. Anyone who has used DX clusters will be aware that what's being heard in one side of Australia may not be heard on the other. FISTS Down Under are keen to establish more reverse beacons in Australia, and especially on the western side of the continent, and are willing to put their money where their mouth is by offering grants to amateur radio clubs to establish a reverse beacon. FISTS Down Under are keen to hear from clubs who are willing to set up and run a reverse beacon, An email has been sent to the WA Hams list with full details, and the same information has been posted to the VK6 Amateur Radio Facebook group. And here's Trent with news of the VK Shires contest.
Well, keen contesters, the VK Shires has had a COVID-19 enforced change this year, and a couple of them are going to be popular. The contest is going to start at 00 UTC on Saturday and finish at 23:59 on the Sunday. The contest will now offer 4-hour repeat blocks. This means you can contact another station in every 4-hour block over the 24 hours. There will be no rover category. This doesn't mean you cannot operate portable, but not roving. There will be no multi-operator categories. Download the new updated VKCL from the usual web pages. It's back over to you, Bob. I think there'll be a lot in there for the VK6 stations. What are your thoughts?
Thanks, Trent. Okay, Western Australia, let's see if we can put up a good showing for this contest. You don't have to be a rabid contester to take part. You just need to want to sit at your radio for 24 hours, or some shorter period, or a series of shorter periods. You can do as much or as little as you want. Here in the West, we're often behind the eight ball if conditions are not ideal, and it gets to be tough going to make contacts all the way through each 4-hour block. The more local stations that are on air, the more contacts we can make, in spite of the conditions, especially if we're all spread out amongst different shires. Please note that the VK contest logger software has been amended to cater for the new rules, so make sure that you download it prior to the contest. And similarly, rule changes are being considered for other Australian contests, and it will pay to check for updates to the log before each contest. So, will we see you in the VK Shires? It's fun. It's Australian. Get behind it.
You are listening to News West, VK6 ARN.
From the 30th to the 31st of May, CQWW. The WPX contest is based on an award offered by the CQ magazine for working all prefixes. Held on the last weekend of March for SSB and May for CW, the contest draws thousands of entries from around the world. CQ WPX contest dates are SSB, March the 28th to the 29th, 2020, CW, May the 30th to the 31st, 2020, starting at 0000 UTC Saturday through to 23:59 UTC on Sunday. There are no changes to the published rules for the CQWWPX. All multi-operator categories will be permitted in the 2020 running of the WPX CW, as they were for the WPX SSB. Operators should follow their local government's guidance regarding social distancing. Use of remote technologies is encouraged as a means of addressing social distancing requirements. For more information, go to www.cqwpx.com.
Hello everyone, this is Chris VK3QB with news from the Radio Amateur Society of Australia. Let's begin this week with some news about the 60 metre band. Thanks to all of you who responded to our request and sent us your 60 metre monitoring logs. We received 49 quite detailed logs. These logs, along with our own monitoring, have helped us build a picture of 60 metre activity during daylight and evening hours from the east and west coasts of Australia. European and US amateur stations are regularly heard on FT8 and CW at dusk and into the evening. Sunrise also shows some propagation from Europe to VK East Coast, although quite weak. The band is generally quiet during daylight hours, with the exception of the automatic link establishment ALE soundings on one commercial channel in New South Wales. Of course, whether or not a commercial channel is busy is immaterial. The band is allocated to commercial services and amateurs are secondary. ACMA have produced an options paper on amateur use of 60 metres and are calling for comments. These close on the 19th of June. RASA will, of course, be submitting a response to the ACMA paper. We believe sharing is possible on 60 metres between amateurs and commercial services. We'll publish our response once submitted. You can read more by visiting our website and searching on 60 metre update. Now for some updates on QRM Guru. Ian, a VK3BUF, has been busy in the QRM Guru lab. Building on his popular post, The Truth About Ferrites, Ian has produced an informative and practical video illustrating the principles presented in his post. The video is called The Effectiveness of Ferrites, and you can view the video by heading to the QRM Guru website and searching the QRM Guru videos. Last week, RASA released a free guidebook for newcomers to our hobby. It's been downloaded over 650 times already. Grab your free copy and please pass the link on to any newcomers. Of course, we welcome your feedback. Being an ebook, we can publish updates easily. Head to our website and follow the link. And our website is vkradioamateurs.org. Now to some news about Morse code, reverse beacons, and Australia's First Lady of Radio. FIST's grant for expansion of the reverse beacon network in VK. Some great news from the folks at the VK chapter of the Morse Preservation Society, FISTS Down Under. FISTS are offering a grant of up to $500 for VK clubs to expand the reverse beacon network. Read more about it at their website, fdu.org.au. Also, a special Morse Code Activity Award. In other news from FISTS, there is an activity award, the Stay Healthy Award, running through until the 15th of June. If you're a Morse code operator, check it out and get on air. Again, more details can be found at the FDU website. That's fdu.org.au. The winner gets to choose between a nice wall plaque or a Bunnings gift voucher. Closing the bulletin this week, we read of an interesting article from the ABC and a fascinating piece of radio history. Head to abc.net.au and search on First Lady of Radio. Well, that's it for this week. Stay healthy, get active on air, or start a new project. 7-3.
The Trans-Tasman is a six-hour contest with the aim of encouraging low-band activity in Australia and New Zealand. And this year, it happens on Saturday, the 18th of July, commencing at 0800 UTC, which is 4 p.m. our local time. The bands for this contest are 160, 80 and 40 metres. Points are only awarded for valid contacts between VK and ZL stations, and the contest is made up of three individual two-hour blocks. You're able to work another station once per band and mode in every block. Every different prefix used by VK or ZL stations is a valid multiplier, and credit for these can be claimed once per band per block. I enjoy this contest because it's short, it's only 6 hours long, and doesn't require the burning of midnight oil. Last year I came 16th in a field of 49 in the single operator low power section. As a standard licensee, I can only work 40 and 80 metres, so I was quite chuffed at the score. And before anyone says that 160 metres isn't much chop, go and put up a decent antenna and surprise yourself. In that contest, I was listening to VK2 and VK3 stations working ZL stations on 160 metres during that contest. We'll bring you more detail in this contest in the June and July contesting editions of News West.
OCDX results are out. Where were the VK6s? The Oceania DX Contest, or OCDX, committee last week announced that the full results for the 2019 OCDX Contest have been published on the OCDX website at www.oceaniadxcontest.com. Looking through the total logs received, it became patently clear that Western Australia basically ignored this fine contest, including me. Hey, I didn't write this. Including Bob, he wrote this. And he can't for the life of him remember why he didn't have a go at it. But anyway, there was a small group of VK6 entrants, about four, if I recall correctly. So well done you for having a go. The OCDX contest this year is the 75th occurrence of this contest, one of the oldest in the world. Some new rules are in place for 2020. However, I won't bore you for those this far out from the contest, which is in October. I will, however, give you a heads up that the organising committee has agreed to trial a new earlier start time, brought about by a request to give Eastern State stations time to pack up and go home after the contest's end. The new start end time is 0600 UTC, which is pretty good for us, making it 2 p.m. in our local time. There will be more detailed information about this contest closer to October. Meanwhile, if you wish to see the results of the 2019 OCDX contest, visit the website on www.oceaniadxcontest.com.
Will VK6 Uniform shared some emails about his amateur radio magazine website. Will said, "I received this email below from David Gleason. I said to David, please do as a direct copy, which meaning a standalone copy," and he's talking here about a copy or a mirror of the AR Mag website. "To my amazement, in less than 24 hours, David has achieved up till now the impossible, being able to do a search of all 38,000 pages in one search on the entire collection up to 2012. So I asked David how he did this, and the link to the AR magazine site is www.americanradiohistory.com/Australian-amateur-radio, and you don't have to remember all that, and I'll tell you in a minute why. So Will searched for VK6, and it took 2 seconds for the search, and it found VK6 3,344 times. Anyway, David said, "I'm the provider of www.americanradiohistory.com. Several of my site's users have mentioned your excellent site and a collection of amateur radio magazine and suggested that I write to you to see if the publications could be made available either directly or by link on my site. I've got plenty of free storage space so that I could easily accommodate a mirror, a separate page or links to each year as you have on your site. I could go on all night with technical details and the like, but I first wanted to see if you'd care to share and expand the reach of the listings. And of course, I have to give my appreciation for so many scanned pages. It's taken me nearly 2 decades to get to around 6 million pages on my site, so I know how much work is involved. 73, David Gleason in La Quinta, California." So anyway, Sticky Beak Me went and had a look at this website. And again, all you need to type into your address bar on your browser is AmericanRadioHistory.com. No spaces, just AmericanRadioHistory.com. It'll find it. And I'm not going to tell you how to find the AR Mag part of that website, because I'm going to let you explore it and see how much other useful and interesting stuff is there. And then do a search on your own call sign. You could be surprised.
This is VK6 Amateur Radio News, VK6 ARN.
Well, this is the part of the news where we tell you about which meetings are on during the week. Now, there are a lot of scheduled meetings, but all the scheduled meetings have been suspended because of the C word. If things were running normally, we'd have the NCRG at 8:30, that's this morning. We'd have the VHF group on Monday at 8 p.m. We would have the NCRG monthly meeting on Tuesday at 19:30. We'd have Prawn Heads at 12 noon on Wednesday. They are not meeting for lunch, they are meeting via Zoom. Look at the Facebook page to find out why and how. HAG would be meeting on Saturday at 2 p.m. And as I said, we haven't heard whether anyone has changed their suspended meetings because they can now have 20 people together. Anyway, look at your own club communications, and I hope all clubs can see their way clear to letting us know exactly what they're doing for the Club Focus News West program next week. So, social secretaries, secretaries, publicity officers, sharpen your pencils, off you go. And having mentioned Club Focus, that's what we're up to next week. Club Focus, that's where we hand over the program to you, the clubs, to push what you're doing, to tell us what you're doing, to tell us what you've been up to, what you plan to get up to. You know how it works. And if you've ever wondered why your club hasn't been promoted on News West, well, it's because we didn't get anything. And there's nothing we'd like more than to get more stuff from clubs to fill up the program. We'd love to go overtime with stuff from clubs. We've got the faithful 3 or 4 who support News West every month, and we'd love to see what your club is doing as it emerges from the shutdowns that have occurred. As usual, send your text and or recordings. We much prefer the recording in your voice instead of ours droning and womping on. Send it to newswest at vk6.net.
Good morning, everyone. This is Roy, VK6XV, with this week's helpline for the 17th of May 2020. And today we have the following for you, a freebie. If you are looking to replenish your library with some back issues of Amateur Radio magazine from 1984 through to 1992, with a bit of a gap then to 1996 to 2020, if you would like to have these magazines for your library, or if any club is looking to replenish some of their stocks of magazines, they're free to a good home, and perhaps a club would like them. And if you would like to contact Chick Wadley, VK6ZAI, used to be, I don't know if he still is or not, but his email address is cameras@westnet.com.au, or spells Charlie Alpha Mike Echo Romeo Alpha Sierra at westnet.com.au, or you may phone 96251335, 96251335. That email address again is cameras@westnet.com.au. That's for the Amateur Radio magazine. And if you're ever going through Meckering, the shaky city as Chick calls it, Chick is the custodian owner of the big camera. He's got an impressive array of all types of cameras dating from daylight to infinity. So drop in and see Chick, VK6ZAI at Meckering, if you're going through there any time, when the gates and doors and borders open, of course. You can't do it until at least next week, I believe, or next Monday. Chick at Meckering, the big camera. That's all I have for you for today, just that one freebie. Free magazines to a good home, please call Chick Wadley and he'll help you out with those. The email address for any correspondence for next week is vk6xrayvictor@bigpond.com. Victor Kilo 6xray Victoria at bigpond.com. 7-3 till then. Cheers.
Let's follow up to last week's comments about the Wireless Institute of Australia board minutes. The December and November 2019 minutes are both missing from the website. The December minutes were published, but later withdrawn. Last week, I expressed concern over the contents of the December minutes, parts of which could be seen as damaging to other parties. I suspect this isn't the last we'll hear of this. And not a word from our august body. As members, we deserve more than this. Hey, board, communicate with your members. Meanwhile, we wait. But anyway, thanks to the studio team this week, Roy, VK6XV, Dan, VK6NAD, and to casual contributors Trent and Chris. I'm Bob, VK6POP, the producer of News West. Thanks also to the broadcast team and to those taking callbacks. Next week is Club Focus. So, clubs, it's over to you. Get your promo and news stuff to us by Friday lunchtime and you're home and hosed. Nothing left to do now but to turn out the lights and shut the door and to remind you to get on air and make some noise.